let's open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a very special message to give us at this moment. Let us prepare our hearts to receive that message of the Lord. That God's word may abide in our hearts. Speak, Lord, your servant and handmaids are listening to you. Here we are, your servants, let it be done to us according to your word. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is let us read for you from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses
25 to 30.
At that time, Jesus said in reply, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike."
就在那时候，耶稣发言说：父啊，天地的主宰，我称谢你，因为你将这些事瞒住了智慧和明达的人，而启示给小孩子。
Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will.
是的，父啊，你原来喜欢这样。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him.
我父将一切交给了我。除了父外，没有人认识子；除了子和子所愿意启示的人外，也没有人认识父。
Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦和负重担的，你们都到我跟前来，我要使你们安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves.
你们背起我的轭，跟我学吧，因为我是良善心谦的。你们这样，你们必要找得你们灵魂的安息。
For my yoke is easy, and my burden light.
因为我的轭是柔和的，我的担子是轻松的。
The Gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音。
祝老命赞美你。
My dear sisters.
我亲爱的姊妹。
We were talking about the meaning of the sufferings in our life.
刚才我哋讲紧咧，喺我哋生命入边痛苦嘅意义。
All the time we meet with suffering.Either in our life or in the lives of others.
我哋时时都会遇到痛苦嘅，喺自己嘅生命或者他人嘅生命。
And Jesus makes a distinction today.
今日耶稣咧就做咗一个分别。
On the one side, the wise and the learned.
就一边咧就系嗰啲智慧嘅人。
On the other side, the childlike.
另外一边咧就系啲小孩子。
What's the difference between the two groups？
呢两种人有咩分别咧
？The wise and the learned try to understand everything。
嗰啲智慧同埋明达嘅人咧，就尝试明白所有嘅嘢喎。
understand everything with a reason.
用佢哋嘅理智去明白所有嘅嘢。
Why am I sick?
點解我病啊
？Why did I fail?
點解我失敗啊
？Why did she say this of me?
佢點解講啲咁嘅嘢俾我
？Why did he deal with me in that uncouth manner?
點解用啲咁差勁嘅態度對待我？
They always have such questions.
他们时时都有这些问题。
And these questions have no answers.
而这些问题呢就没有答案了。
When they do not get an answer, they become desperate.
当没有答案的时候呢他们就会很绝望了。
And they are angry.
然后生气了。
And they get depressed.
然后就气馁了。
The wise and the learned people.Always depressed and angry people.
嗰啲聰明同埋咧好有學問嘅人咧，其實係啲時時都好氣餒、焦慮嘅。
You find a lot of suicides among the intelligent people.
你會發現咧，好多呢啲咁聰明嘅人咧，其實佢哋就係好多係自殺嘅。
The poor and handicapped people do not commit suicide.
傷殘呢同埋貧窮嘅人呢就唔自殺嘅喎。
It is the rich and the learned and healthy people who want to commit suicide.
時時都係嗰啲健康啦、富有啦、聰明嘅人呢會自殺。
Because the poor and the illiterate.Simple people, they always look at everything from the heart.
咁因為呢啲貧窮軟弱嘅人咧，佢哋好多時咧望住啲嘢咧係用個心去睇啊。
There's a difference between the way you approach things from the reason and the way you approach things from the heart.
你用個思想去睇事物。因为用个心去睇事物咧，个结果会系好唔同噶。
Jesus said the approach of the childlike。
耶稣咧就而家讲紧咧小孩子般睇事物嘅状态。
When there is a pain in the body of a child, what does the child do?
当个细路仔佢身体有病嘅时候，佢点啊
？The child will cry。
呢个细路仔就喊啦。
And run to the mother。And hold on to the mother. And the mother will comfort the child. The child is comforted. This is the approach of the childlike. Always running to God. Remember Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me.
要記住耶穌曾經話過咧，孭起你嘅十字架跟隨我。
You who are burdened and tired, come after me。
你哋勞苦同埋負重擔嘅人咧，係要跟隨住我。
You who are thirsty, come to me。
你哋口渴嘅人咧，嚟到我呢度。
Jesus is always inviting us in the moments of the burdens of our life。
喺我哋生命入邊有重擔嘅時刻咧。耶稣是时时都邀请我们去他那里的。
That we may go to him and cling on to him.
耶稣邀请我们去他那里紧紧地抓住他。
And find our comfort in him.
而在他那里得到安慰。
There is something beautiful about this attitude of the heart.
这个心的态度是很漂亮的。
The attitude of the heart.It is this attitude that will understand the mysteries of the kingdom.
只有用心去睇事物呢个态度咧，先能够去明白天国嘅奥秘。
When a child has some pain,
当个细路仔都有痛
，the child will cry.
佢就喊
，and go to the mother.
去阿妈嗰度
，and hold on to the mother.
系紧紧咁揽住阿妈。
And the mother will comfort the child.
妈妈就会安慰个细路仔。
The child is comforted.
個細路仔會得到安慰。
The pain could still be there in the leg.
其實個痛咧就仲喺佢哋嘅身體上面喎。
But the child stops crying.
但個細路仔就會唔再喊啦。
What's the reason for this?
點解啊？
Because the child feels comforted in the heart.
因為個細路仔咧，佢個心咧受到安慰。
That's exactly what Jesus is asking us to do.
呢個就係耶穌要求我哋所做嘅。
In the moments of our pain and suffering, turn to Him.
當我哋有痛苦嘅時候咧，最緊要係轉向耶穌。
And understand one thing.
要明白一件事。
There's a mystery unfolding.
天主咧係揭開緊一個奧秘。
Mysteries cannot be understood by reason.
奧秘咧係唔能夠被我哋嘅理智所理解嘅。
Once a young man came to me.
有一次有個後生仔嚟揾神父。
He came for a retreat.
佢嚟避靜。
There was a talk on God.
咁咧有一個講關於天主嘅講座。
And the person who gave the talk.
讲呢个讲座嘅人咧
，The person talked about the Holy Trinity in the beginning。
咁咧一开始嘅时候系讲天主圣三。
He spoke about the one God and the three persons。
讲紧咧一个天主但有三位。
The three persons making one God。
三位咧构成一个天主。
And this young man began to think about it。
咁呢个后生仔咧就喺度谂啦。
And he came to me holding his hands like
this.
How can the three be one?
怎么会三合一呢?
How can one be three?
怎么一又变成三的呢?
Now, reason will never understand this. This is a mystery. And Jesus is saying, every bit of pain is a mystery.
耶稣就话俾我哋听咧，每一点一滴嘅痛苦都系奥秘。
And it has to be revealed by the Father.
而必须咧由天父去启示。
A mystery cannot be reasoned out.
一个奥秘咧唔可以靠理智去理解。
A mystery can be understood only when God reveals it to us.
只有当天主启示嘅时候咧，我哋先会理解一个奥秘。
And Jesus said it clearly.
耶稣很清晰地说
No one knows the Father except the Son.
除了父爱，没有人认识子。
And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal it.
除了子和子所愿意启示的人爱。
We need a revelation.
变得没人会认识父，所以需要
启示。God has to reveal to me.
天主必须要启示俾我哋。
Only then we will understand.
然后我哋就会明白。
One sister came for the retreat.
有一个修女咧嚟参加避静。
She was a very intelligent lady.
佢系一个聪明嘅人。
Teaching in a college.
喺大学嘅喺一个书院嗰度教书。
But she has a problem.
但佢有个困扰。
She can't get sleep at night.
佢夜晚瞓唔着
，all the time disturbed，
成日都受骚扰。
And I asked her why can't she get sleep at night？
咁神父就问佢：点解你唔瞓得啊
？The moment she goes to bed，
佢话当佢去床嘅时候咧
，the face of another sister comes to her mind。
另一个修女的样子就浮现在她的脑海中。
Both these sisters are teaching in the college.
她们两个人都在这个书院里面教书。
Yeah. Though they are teaching in the same college, they will not talk to each other.
虽然她们两个都在同一间学校教书，但她们永远都不会倾偈。
They had a big problem between them.
她们两个之间有很大的隔膜。
And this sister, the other sister, would persecute her.
嗰个修女咧，时时都折磨佢嘅。
Say all sorts of things about her.
讲所有嘅坏话有关佢。
Once that sister spread a rumor.
咁有一次咧，呢个修女咧就讲咗啲毁谤嘅说话。
That this sister had a love affair in the college.
就话咧，佢喺呢个书院入边咧，有搞一啲婚一啲。感情
She was very disturbed.
咁所以佢好受困擾。
She explained everything to me.
佢同神父解釋曬佢一切。
And she asked me.
佢就問神父。
Why did this happen to me?
點解有咁嘅事發生啊？
I just wanted to be a simple sister in the convent.
我只希望咧喺心入邊咧做一個好簡單嘅僧侶。
But the superiors sent her to study.
咁個大咧個長上咧就叫佢讀書喎。
Now she's teaching in a college.
咁讀完書就翻嚟就喺書院度教書啦。
And why did the other sisters spread all sorts of rumors about her?
點解呢個僧侶會講咁多毀謗佢嘅嘢呢？
She could not understand this.
佢唔能夠明白。
I told her.
神父話俾佢聽。
Read this particular verse.
讀特別讀呢個聖經章節。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
就係馬窦十一章第29節。
What Jesus said.
耶穌講咩？
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们背起我的轭
For I am meek and humble of heart.
因我学惯了我是良善
And you will find rest for yourself.
这样你们必要找得你们灵魂的安息
I told her, read this particular verse and pray.
神父叫她呢读这一篇的章节然后祈祷
She prayed for 2 days.
她祈了两天祷
She came back to me.Still very disturbed. She said to me, Father, I cannot get sleep yet. Jesus is promising rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And you will find rest for yourself.
这样你们必要找得你们灵魂。
There's a yoke on my shoulders.
在我的背上面有个轭。
The yoke that my sister, another sister, that sister placed on my shoulder.
这个轭是那个修女摆在我的膊头上面。
But what, even though there's a yoke, why is it I cannot find rest for myself?
咁呢个系呢个轭，但我仍然都唔能够。
I told her,
神父告诉你,
read that sentence once again.
神父叫你再读这个圣经章。
Jesus promises rest to whom?
耶稣应允这个安息给谁啊?
Jesus promises rest only for those who carry the yoke of Jesus.
耶稣只是应允那些呢背起耶稣的轭的人。
Take my yoke on your shoulders.
背起我的轭。
I told her, sister, there's a yoke on your shoulders as well.
哎，兄弟，喺你个膊头上面有个轭。
But that yoke is not the yoke of Jesus.
但嗰个轭咧就唔系耶稣嘅轭。
That yoke is the yoke of your fellow sister who placed it on your shoulder.
系嗰个兄弟摆喺你膊头上面个轭喎。
And you're very angry with that sister.
你又好嬲佢喎。
She said, "Yes, I'm very angry with her."
係啊，我真係好嬲佢。
I told her, "As long as you carry the yoke of another sister, you will never find rest."
神父就話俾佢聽，只要你繼續係孭住第二個人嘅轭咧，你永遠都冇安息。
You will find rest only when you carry the yoke of Jesus.
只有当你背起耶稣的轭，你才会安息。
The yoke that Jesus places on your shoulders.
耶稣放喺你膊头上的轭。
And so she asked me.
咁佢就问神父啦。
Is this yoke on my shoulders placed there by Jesus?
咁呢个轭系咪耶稣摆喺我膊头上噶
？I said yes.
系咯。
Every yoke on our shoulders is.A participation in the yoke that Jesus
carried.
That's what Simon Peter said to us.
这个就是西门彼得对我们所讲的。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 13.
彼得禄前书第
First Peter, chapter 4, verse 13.
Okay. 反而要喜歡，因為分受了基督的苦難。
Peter is saying, Simon Peter is saying, rejoice when sufferings come your way.
巴都魯說的就說，當你有痛苦的時候，你要喜樂。Because
you are given a share in the cross of Jesus Christ.
因為我們是分享耶穌基督的十字架。Every
cross on our shoulders is a share in the cross of Jesus.
所以我們放頭上面的十字架，都是分擔耶穌的十字架。Every
cross that we carry is a participation in the cross of Jesus.
我們手臂的十字架，都是分擔耶穌的十字架。It's
so important to understand this.
很重要明白這一點。What
was the weakest moment during the passion and suffering of Jesus?
在耶稣的苦难里面，几时是他最软弱的时候啊？
The weakest moment during the suffering and passion of Jesus was Gethsemane.
耶稣在他苦难里面最软弱的时候呢，就是生完祈祷的时候。
Because at that moment Jesus did not understand the meaning of the cross.
因為當時耶穌未能夠明白十字架的意義。He
did not know why he carried that cross.
他不明白為什麼要背這個十字架。He
was so disturbed and distressed, he fell on the rock, sweating blood.
他是這麼受到困擾，而且他是跌倒在石上，而且是流出血汗。And
he cried aloud, let this bitter chalice go away from me. Now look at that prayer. What Jesus prayed was, let this bitter chalice go away from me. But after the angel, the messenger came,
但之後呢，因為有天使來到。The
prayer of Jesus was different.
他的祈禱就變了。Jesus
prayed, not my will, but your will be done.
耶穌的祈禱就說，不是按我的旨意，而是按你的旨意成就。The
chalice was no more this bitter chalice.
這個苦杯再不是一個苦澀的杯。
The chalice was your will.
那個苦杯是天父的旨意。He
could connect that chalice with the Father.
他已經能夠將這個苦杯和天父連在一起。The
chalice that he was carrying was the Father's will.
這個苦杯就是天父的旨意。
And when Jesus knew this, he became comforted.
當他知道這件事，他就受到安慰了。
He became strengthened.
他就得力。
From that moment, he never complained.
由那一刻開始，他不再抱怨了。Even
in the most bitter moment of suffering, he did not become weak.
就算在他最艱難受苦的時候，他都沒有變成軟弱。
He suffered the bitter chalice, not the bitter chalice, but your will.
因為他所再承受的痛苦，都不是苦杯，而是天父的旨意。Jesus
could very clearly understand the chalice that he was carrying was the will of the Heavenly Father.
耶穌很清晰地意識到，他的這隻苦杯是天父的聖意。And
he became strong.
於是他就堅強起來。Now
this is important for us to understand.
但這個我們是很重要的明白的。Every
bit of pain that we have,
所有我們所受的苦,
whether it's a physical pain,
無論是身體的苦,
whether it's a pain of misunderstanding,
或者是被誤解的苦,
whether it's a pain coming from our body or mind.
无论是来自身体或者来自我们的思想。
Wherever our pain comes from,
无论这个痛苦来自何处。
We need to take it from the hands of Jesus.
我们都必须在耶稣的手中接受它。
Take my yoke upon you, Jesus.
背起我的轭，耶稣啊。
It's the yoke of Jesus.
是耶稣的轭。
It's the participation, I am given a participation in that yoke of Jesus. That's how Jesus took the cross of His from the hands of the Heavenly Father. It was Pilate who condemned Jesus.But Jesus heard that condemnation not from Pilate but from the Heavenly Father. Therefore, Jesus did not condemn Pilate. The soldiers placed that cross on the shoulders of Jesus.But Jesus took that cross not from the hands of the soldiers, but from the hands of the Heavenly Father. It was the soldiers who flogged Jesus. And the body of Jesus was bruised and burning with pain. But Jesus took every beating from the hands of the Heavenly Father. Nails were driven into his palms.Jesus accepted all the nails not from the soldiers but from the hands of the Heavenly Father. So much so, Jesus was able to pray on the cross. Father, forgive them. Forgive Pilate who condemned.I have heard the condemnation from your mouth. Forgive the soldiers. I have taken all the cruelty from your hands. Forgive the thieves.All the taunts and despising words I take from your mouth. Father, forgive everyone. They are not responsible. This cross is between you and me. I take it from your hand.
我从你的手里面接收
Let all of them be forgiven.
愿所有这些有关的人都被宽恕
That was the meaning of that prayer of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣那个十字架上祷告的意义
It is such a great mystery that we are speaking about.
我们刚才所讲的是一个很伟大的奥秘
But unless we understand this mystery of the cross,We will never understand the meaning of our crosses. Our cross is directly connected with the cross of Jesus. I told this sister, Sister, your cross.Is not laid on your shoulders by your sister. Your cross was is laid on your shoulders by Jesus himself. And therefore he must pray for that sister. Father, forgive her. She's not responsible. This cross is between you and me. And she prayed that way. After 2 days of prayer, she felt a great peace in her heart. That night she slept. Because of the peace that Jesus gave her. She said to me, Father, my Jesus has given me peace in my heart. And then she asked me a question. Father, I have no questions anymore. But one thing I want to understand. What's the purpose of the whole event? I'm not questioning God. But I want to know why God allowed it all. I told her there is one reason in Colossians chapter 1 verse
24.
Letter of St. Paul to Colossians chapter 1 verse
24.
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. This is a mystery again. St. Paul is saying, there is something lacking in the sufferings of Jesus. And he was completing what is lacking in the sufferings of Jesus for the church in Colossus. Were not the sufferings of Jesus enough for the salvation of the Colossians? Objectively speaking, the sufferings of Jesus were enough. For the salvation of everyone. But we have not accepted the value of the cross of Jesus. I told this sister, your companion sister has not accepted the value of the sufferings of Jesus. So she is on the way of perdition and destruction. There is something lacking in the sufferings of Jesus for her salvation. That's why you are chosen, I told her. To suffer. To suffer in order that your suffering may complete the sufferings of Jesus for the salvation of that companion sister.
你要受苦就为着呢用你的痛苦呢去补足基督的苦难，为这个迫害你的心里所欠缺的部分。
You are chosen to be a co-savior.
你是蒙召呢去做一个同救赎者。
As Mother Mary was chosen to be a co-savior.
就像圣母呢被拣选呢都作为同救赎者。
What did Mother Mary do beneath the cross?
咁十字架下的圣母去做咩呢？
A sword pierced her heart.
是一把利剑刺透她的心灵。
As Simeon had prophesied.
就像西密安所预言。
She offered her sword pierced heart with the broken body of her son to the heavenly Father.
她将她被利剑刺透的心灵和她的仔的全身被毁坏破碎的身体一起奉献给天父。
And therefore Mother Mary was praying for every son of his, every daughter of hers.
所以圣母呢是为她每一个属神的子女在祈祷着。
Sons and daughters who would run away from Jesus.
这些由耶稣那里前面逃走的属神的子女。
So that what is lacking in the sufferings of Jesus for their salvation may be completed through her suffering.
所以耶稣为着这些人所欠缺的呢透过圣母玛利亚的奉献呢就被补足。
That's why looking at her, Jesus said to John, Here is your mother.
所以当耶稣望着圣母的时候，耶稣对约望说，这个就是你的母。
This is what every mother must be doing.
这个就是每一个母亲所必须做的。
This is what every father must be doing.
每一个父亲应该做的。
This is what every priest, every sister must be doing.
这个就是每一个神父、每一个修女要做的。
There are people entrusted to our care.
有人呢是被交托在我们的照管之下。
Someone in my care could be leading a sinful life.
在我们照管的人里面可能是有道紧邪恶生活的人。
What will I do?
那我应该怎么做呢？
One thing for me to do is to offer all my tears, all my sufferings with the cross of Jesus to the Heavenly Father so that what is lacking in the sufferings of Jesus for His salvation may be completed through my suffering.
就是我要将我的所有的痛苦和眼泪连同耶稣十字架上的痛苦和眼泪奉献给天父，透过我的痛苦和眼泪补足这个人对在耶稣的受难里面所欠缺的。
You as a community of the Oblates, you have taken the responsibility of all the vulnerable in the world.
我们三件圣体御事团的姊妹，我们既然是愿意拥抱所有破碎的人。
When God pours tears into your eyes,
所以如果当你主将眼泪放在你们的眼中，
There's a reason for it.
是有原因的。
Some handicapped person somewhere in the world is to be saved through your tears.
可能世界上有一些伤残人士、破碎的人呢，是要透过我们的眼泪去得救。
When your sister does not understand you well,
当你的姊妹不明白你们呢
，and your heart is disturbed,
你的心就被困扰了。
Do not complain.
不好抱怨。
That pain of your heart.Has a great value.
因为你心里面的这个痛苦呢，有很大的价值的。
The pain is to be added with the pain of Jesus.
这个痛苦呢，必须同耶稣的痛苦结合。
So that what is lacking in the sufferings of Jesus may be completed through your suffering.
好补足耶稣苦难所欠缺的一切。
Every pain in our body and mind is to be added with the pain of Jesus on the cross.
我们所有身心灵上面的痛苦都必 必须同耶稣的痛苦一起放在十字架上。
That's what Jesus is calling us for.
这个就是耶稣召唤我们的目的。
When there is a cross on your shoulder.
当你的背上有十字架的话
Jesus is telling us, come to me.
耶稣就跟你说你来到我这里
Come to me to Calvary.
你来到这个加尔瓦略山
There offer up your cross with my cross to the Heavenly Father.
在那里将你的痛苦你和我的痛苦奉献给我们在天主
You are chosen to be a co-savior.
你是特别被蒙召作为同救赎者。
My dear sisters and brothers,
我亲爱的姊妹
everyone who takes up the mission to save others,
每一个人愿意是接受这个拯救他人的使命
must be ready to bear pain in the body and mind.
必须准备好在身体和灵性上受苦。
Jesus, he took up that mission.
耶稣接受了这个使命
to save the humankind.
去救整个人类。
Here I come to do your will, O Father, he said when he entered the world.
当他进入这个世界的时候，他说：父啊，我在此来成行你的旨意。
But Jesus took up that mission of saving the whole world.
当耶稣接受这个拯救世界的使命的时候呢
，a very heavy cross fell upon his shoulder.
一个很重的十字架就落到他的膊头上。
When you and I take up the mission to save the handicapped.
所以当我同我哋每一个人呢，接受这个拯救破碎人的使命呢
，crosses are bound to fall upon us.
十字架是一定要落到你的膊头。
We carry that cross and follow Jesus.
我要孭你哋嘅十字架跟住耶稣。
Follow Jesus to Calvary.
跟住耶稣上加尔瓦略山。
From there to the glory of the resurrection.
由嗰度咧去进入咧复活嘅光荣。
That is part of our charism.
呢个就系我哋嘅神恩啦。
We have no right to complain.
所以我们完全是不容许去抱怨的。
Because this is our choice.
因为这是我们的选择。
This is what we have taken upon ourselves.
这个是我们甘心情愿接受的。
There is the divine plan behind every bit of pain in our body and mind.
要知道咧，我哋身体或者系精神上嘅每一点一滴嘅痛苦咧，都有一个神圣嘅计划喺背后。
Let us accept that plan of God.
让我哋接受天主嘅计划。
So that we may become true members of our community.
好让我哋能够成为我哋团体入边真正嘅成员。
Let's all stand.
让我哋起身。
Jesus, thank you for revealing the mystery of pain to us. Write it on our hearts, O Lord. That we may understand our mission. When you accepted your mission from the Heavenly Father,
当你由天父的手中接收你的使命
A heavy cross fell on your shoulder
这个沉重的十字架就在你的膊头上
When heavy crosses fall on our shoulders
当沉重的十字架落到我们的肩上的时候
Let us be able to come after you
让我有能力跟随着你
And offer our crosses with your cross to the heavenly Father
就我们自己的十字架和你的十字架一起奉献给天父。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.